This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Let's do the numbers. We will use the historical present. Thursday, the Nikkei Index in Japan goes down more than 6%. Friday, it's up 1.9%. The Dow drops 126 points Wednesday. Yesterday, it's a rise of 180 points. Yet today, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down just barely. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes a look at why global stock markets seem to be suffering from some kind of bipolar disorder.
You can track market volatility, even bet on it, with an index called the VIX. It's up about 30% in the last month. That means traders expect more sharp peaks and deep valleys. To find out why, we just need to spin the globe. Our finger stops on Japan, where stocks have exploded until yesterday when they flamed out.
That was simply running faster than the markets really ought to have done, so some sort of correction was probable.
Economist Andrew Hilton runs the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation. Elsewhere on Earth, Europe's economy is still shaky. That has investors doubting the crisis there has passed.
The closer they look, the more they realize that it isn't over.
So that's life in the developed world. Keep whirling that globe and we'll pass over emerging markets, large and small. Investors are dumping these riskier investments for safer bets in America. Add it all up and you've got a market that swings hard, up and down. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.